The views expressed on community issues and missions are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of the board or the staff of Cumberland Valley Christian Radio.
Welcome to Community Issues and Missions. Cumberland Valley Christian Radio is proud to provide a servant's heart time where we recognize local people who are addressing issues that impact our central Pennsylvania community. People tackle the problems and do their best to take corrective actions to make our lives better.
Well, hello and welcome to today's edition of Community Issues and Missions. I am your host, Jeremy Ross. And I have a new guest with me today. I have Stephen Ziegler, who is a layperson who attends Zion Lutheran Church in Newville. Say hi today for our listeners.
Hello. I'm glad to be here.
Great to have you. And what's interesting about Steve and the work that he does is he's currently a member of the Advisory Council for the Maryland Correctional Institution in Hagerstown. Now, that might sound like a mouthful, so we'll get to some more description of what all that means here later in the program. Steve is here today to share information about Kairos Prison Ministry International, and that's an organization that you may not have heard about. So, Steve is hopeful that your church or Sunday school may consider partnering with this ministry to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. So, with that introduction, let's get into the meat of the conversation. So, Steve, can you tell our listening audience how you became involved in this ministry?
Well, Jeremy, it was back in 2006 that I first began volunteering at the Cumberland County Prison, helping Pastor Joe Gonzalez with Great Harvest Prison Ministry. Through a friend, Wayne Swigger, who also volunteered with Pastor Joe, I first heard about Kairos. He said, "Steve, you have got to get involved in this ministry." So he invited me to attend a closing ceremony in the fall of 2010. Then in the spring of 2011, I participated in my first 3.5-day weekend at MCIH at Hagerstown, Maryland, along with about 30 other volunteers.
Now, one thing that I always ask the people that I'm interviewing is, was this always something that you thought you would get into, or did this kind of hit you out of the blue?
It did kind of hit me out of the blue. I had never thought at all about being involved in prison ministry. As a matter of fact, we had contacted the chaplain just about going in and singing the prison, and before we know it, we were being introduced to being prison ministry volunteers.
So that quickly morphed into something much bigger than what you thought.
Yes, absolutely. God had other plans.
And stories like that seem to be pretty common with a lot of people. You know, they think that they were going to go one direction, and then it turns out that they end up, you know, somewhere completely different.
Exactly.
I'm always fascinated to hear that. Now, of course, the big question here is, why go into a prison in the first place? You know, you'd figure, aren't the folks who are incarcerated getting what they deserve? So what motivates the volunteers to go into such dark places?
Well, Jeremy, if we go into the Bible, in the 25th chapter of the Gospel of St. Matthew, Jesus was talking about separating sheep and goats. He says, "I was in prison and you visited me." At the end of the Gospels, we have the Great Commission, which also directs us to go and make disciples. And that does include men and women who are in prison. While many Christians travel to other countries to share the gospel, we have a mission field right here in our own country. You may not be aware of this, but the United States is the world's leader in incarceration, with 2.3 million people currently in the nation's prisons or jails. That's a 500% increase over the past 30 years. In 2014, the United States represented 5% of the world's population, but it housed 25% of the world's incarcerated people.
Wow, that's quite a statistic difference.
Yeah, the number, according to the U.S. Department of Justice, Prison Fellowship, and the Pew Center on the States, 2012, The number of men incarcerated in 2013 was 1,463,454 men, 113,605 women, 54,148 youth.
Wow. Do you have any idea why it is that there's such an imbalance with why it seems like there's been such a drastic increase in the last 30 years?
I'm not sure, but in politics, states just wanting justice and prosecuting cases and increasing the length of terms, it seems that seems to be one of the reasons.
So it's kind of like saying that they're cracking down harder on smaller things and the sentences are ending up being longer.
Exactly, Jeremy.
That's interesting to think about that. So that's some of the basics getting into this. Now, of course, can you give our audience an overview of Kairos Prison Ministry International? What is its purpose and where does it operate?
Okay, well, I'm going to refer to it now as Kairos instead of KPMI.
Okay.
And Kairos is a lay-led interdenominational Christian ministry in which men and women volunteers bring Christ's love and forgiveness to prisoners and their families. Kairos consists of three programs, the men's inside and the women's inside ministries, which started in 1976. Kairos Outside, another program, began in 1991. And finally, Kairos Torch was formed in 1997. Kairos operates in prisons, believe it or not, in 37 U.S. states and 9 countries, including Australia, Canada, Costa Rica, the Dominican Republic, Nicaragua, Honduras, Peru, South Africa, and the United Kingdom. Volunteers conduct over 600 weekends in prisons and communities annually in the U.S. and worldwide. And finally, I want to say that there are 100 prisons right now around the world that want the Kairos Prison Ministry program, but we don't have the volunteers or the resources to accommodate them at this time.
Well, I would usually say, as far as problems go, that's probably a good problem to have.
Yes.
if you know, people really want your skills. And one of the things I had to laugh at was, of course, in the name of the ministry, it says international, but, you know, it wasn't until you listed the fact that you said 37 states and 9 countries that it kind of hits you that it's like, oh, wow, this organization, this ministry is a lot more widespread than you might think necessarily at face value.
Exactly. And it's, again, it was a ministry I'd never even heard of.
I know, right? You know, some of these things can go so under the radar, but yet they're so big once you get to learn about them. So in learning about these different programs, let's start with Kairos Torch. Who specifically is impacted by this ministry?
Well, the three programs that I mentioned that were developed by Kairos touch the lives of over 27,000 people annually. Kairos Torch, the program you asked about, ministers to youth offenders. The program offers unconditional love and acceptance in a Christian setting. The most important element of Kairos Torch is the establishment of a mentoring relationship between each of the youth and the mature Christian volunteer. This mentoring program continues for a minimum of 6 months or until the youth is released.
Okay. And then moving into Kairos Outside, what is different about this one?
Kairos Outside, Jeremy, as the name implies, is conducted outside the walls of the correctional institution. This ministry is designed to support the female relatives and friends of those incarcerated. These women, sisters, spouses, children, and friends often feel as much shame and guilt as someone who is in prison. This spiritual support is provided in a safe environment with Christian volunteers.
Now, since we're talking about the differences between some of the programs, I'm curious about how, since obviously, you know, with some you're working with youth, some you're working with women, and then some with adult men. Like, how can that be different when you're interacting with different inmates? I know you've touched on that some, but like that was one thing that kind of really hit me a little bit about, I'm sure that the way that you have to interact and engage with those different age groups and demographics has to be quite an experience.
It is. Now, I have not been personally involved in Kairos Torch or Kairos Outside. Okay. I've heard quite a bit about them. The ministry that I have been involved in is the Inside Ministry. But the amazing thing that these men find out is that we're an ecumenical ministry. And that first hour when we introduce ourselves in an open mic situation, they are really surprised that we come from many denominations. But we put down those differences and just really focus on the love of Christ, the cross, the blood of Christ, forgiveness. And this ministry just works.
It's like going back to the basics. You know, yes. You lay down some of all the extra details and just stick with the core. And yeah, I can imagine the effectiveness of that is pretty impactful. Now, since you said, obviously, that the one you have been involved with is the Men's Inside Program, now you also said that you volunteer in Maryland.
Right. Well, the reason that I go to Hagerstown, Maryland, is that that's the closest prison to my home that has allowed Kairos to become involved. While Pennsylvania has several locations, they are all more than 3 hours away. And by the way, I just want your audience to know that there are four prisons in Hagerstown on the same campus that needs volunteers.
Oh, wow. So, like you said, when there's prisons that need help, they're right here in our backyard, quite literally.
And maybe just to touch on your question, for Kairos to become involved in a prison, they need to agree to allow volunteers to come in not only for a weekend, but for follow-up. So,
okay.
And it's a complicated procedure to get volunteers signed up and all the checks that need to be done and names on a roster and so on.
Yeah, I could imagine there's got to be a lot of legal and background things that have to be gone through in order for something like this to work out, just because of the nature of, you know, security, obviously. And now, you've been mentioning about these weekend events that happen on, so tell me a little bit more about what actually happens on a weekend.
For the residents, the prison is a dark place, a lonely place, where they face violence, anger, gangs, and loneliness daily. Kairos Inside is a ministry whose mission is to develop a Christian community within the walls of medium to maximum security prisons for both men and women. The Kairos Inside program brings both positive and negative leaders together at the same time in both male and female institutions for a 3.5-day weekend that's led by same-gender Kairos volunteers.
Okay, now before you move on, before we started our recording, you mentioned about what these weekends are like. For our listeners, tell me again what that's like with those work days.
Well, when we first meet the guys, they wonder, who are these guys? Why are they here? And many of them actually say, would you really come in here if you knew what we had done? But that never comes up in the conversation. But on that second day, we point out that they are loved not only by the men who come in, but also by the body of Christ outside the walls of that prison. But over that 3.5-day weekend, the walls of mistrust just break down, and there is a bonding of love and fellowship that I just can't possibly describe in a couple minutes.
And you said these are like, even though it's just over like a weekend, you said these are long work days.
Yes, the first day is a half day, and we go through security, bring in our sound equipment, bring in our 7 round tables, bring in our scripted talks, everything that has to be on a manifest and inspected by security.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And it takes quite a time to get in, and At MCIH, we have to wind through the prison upstairs on a second level, you know, with the heavy equipment. But we begin to meet the men then about 5 o'clock, and we have a short introductory greeting, and the leader gives an overview of the weekend, and we just invite them to come back and explore and discover and find out about Christ. But we do say right up front that we are Christians, but we're not going to try to change them, but they might want to change.
We're going to present you with some stuff.
Yes.
Whether or not you choose to accept is up to you.
And they are really 12 scripted talks with scripture that allow personal testimony. We have ordained ministers who give homilies. We have chapels, and we have praise and worship together.
Okay. All right, so I had jumped in there. Continue with what you were saying before.
Well, Kairos Inside addresses the spiritual needs of prisoners, which we call residents at all times. We call them residents. Kairos volunteers go into prison in teams of 30 to 50 to pray and to share the love and forgiveness of Jesus Christ. We share meals with these men. We fellowship with them on a one-to-one basis. We pray with them. The first visit is a 3.5-day event, during which time the team teaches a short introductory course on Christianity. Through talks, discussions, and chapel meditations, the residents learn that they are worthy of God's love, light, and grace, no matter who they are or what they have done, that God forgives them. The subsequent visits are monthly half-day reunions with the residents over a 12-month period.
Now, you've kind of touched on this as we've been talking. So, a big question with this is, with all the work that you're doing and going in regularly, how does this begin to actually affect the prison environment?
Well, Jeremy, when a former negative leader or gang member accepts Christ, it can influence the very atmosphere of a prison for the better. As the Kairos Christian community inside a prison grows and begins to gain influence, the incidence of violence often decreases.
I could imagine. And we're actually already at the end of our program for today. So we want to touch more on that and get into some of the more in-depth details about what Kairos does. So we're going to come back next week for another program, and we'll dive into this some more. So, Steve, thank you for being here this week.
I am delighted to be here, and thank you for having me.
It's been a great conversation. I look forward to coming back to it next week. So until then, I'm Jeremy Ross with Community Issues and Missions. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Well, we thank you for listening today. Please pray for these people as they address the issues and mission efforts for all of us. We'll talk to you again next week.